ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। वेरी वेरी इम्पोर्टेण्ट् वन् आफ् दि इम्पोर्टेण्ट् पोर्शन्स् आफ् दि भगवद्गीता एस् इन् द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् which every portion is important, and here's something subtle fact Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us in his commentary on this verse 60. What is that? Even after having gone through Shravanam, even after having some clear understanding of the Atma being different from Anatma, Anatma being non-separate from Atma, even seeing oneself being Atma, even then, still one's identity does not remain with the Atma alone all the time, will shift to, slip to the body-mind-sense complex. And again, like any Ajnani, one does not enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. What is the use of working very hard, studying, understanding, and still not being able to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam? The only reason is lack of adequate mental preparedness. That is the reason. If a person really gone through the karma yoga properly, and if a person lived a clean life of dharma, worshipfully, prayerfully, and if a person has adequate preparedness before even Shravanam, then Shravanam itself should be okay. He'll be Uttama Adhikari. Shravanam itself will bless him with the knowledge, bless him with the benefit of the enjoying the benefit of knowledge also. But sometimes our Pratibandha, we have pratibandhas, obstacles, impediments in enjoying the benefit of the teaching. In understanding the teaching, we're a very intelligent person. I did not know. Sometimes in Vedanta class, people doesn't sit. Mind is so extroverted. Mind is so disturbed. Mind is so distracted. Even remaining in the class is difficult. Even if we sit in the class, attention does not get, everything what is being said doesn't get registered because of the extrovertedness. Even if a person understands also, even if a person is able to focus and understand also, sometimes the one is not able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching. That is because still pratibandhas are there. Jnana pratibandha. And the pratibandha means obstruction, some blockage. What is that which blocks in the mind, person's mind, not to be able to enjoy, not to be able to remember the teaching, not to be able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching? Because the prarabdha, some very strong prarabdha. You know, yesterday I was telling in my Mandukya class, the four problems we have. Now, layaha, vikshepaha, kashayaha, sukhaswadaha. Sukhaswadaha leaves sukhaswadaha. Even the first three itself a big problem. Vikshepa is the worst problem. Laya is okay. Vikshepa is the biggest problem. You know, and sometimes kashaya is a problem. See, vikshepa and kashaya both are like, you know, both are supportive of each other. Kashaya is the cause, vikshepa is the effect. Kashaya is the unresolved, the mental impurities obtaining in seed form in our subconscious mind, causes the stagnation, which doesn't allow the attention to go anywhere. At least you're enjoying the worldly objects, at least you're healthy, you're not sick. The attention does not go to enjoyment of worldly objects. Nor does the attention come to the Atma Swarupa Anusandhanam. What does the attention do then? Nothing. Antarala Avastham, it's called. In intermediate stage, isn't it? And then, so, the person is not dull at sleep. At least sleeping is better. Not sleeping, not distracted, not in the Atma also. Such problems are possible, isn't it? So, these are the problems one faces that in assimilating the teaching, enjoying the benefit of the teaching. That's purely because of lack of preparedness, which means one must definitely take care of one's subconscious mind as well as the conscious mind. One has to take care of one's conscious mind means one has to take care of one's ragadveshas, strong likes and dislikes, and which alone is in the form of anger also. So kama krodha have to be taken care of in subconscious mind, also one has to take care of, for which definitely repeatedly placing one's mind in Shravanam, one should never get out of Shastra. How every day we get up and have shower is the daily routine. Have breakfast, lunch is daily routine. How every day we do everything. How worship and prayer are every day is a must. So also, Shastra Shravanam also is a must for every day. One must repeatedly, one should not keep oneself away from Shastra. How important it is to eat food every day before whatever you do. Eating is important for physical well-being, for emotional well-being. Shastram is very, very important. One has to have Shastra Shravanam. One must associate oneself with always Shastram. The time should not be allotted for anything, and that allotting one's free time only for Shastram needs maturity, needs Viveka Vairagyam also. Isn't it? So, it is lack of adequate Viveka Vairagyam is the problem. That's what we saw in our Mandukya class. So, in here, Bhagavan Krishna, Arjuna, Bhagavan also says here, hey Arjuna, even the person who is making efforts, Yatan Purushaha, Vipaschit, even his sense organs are very powerful, that they can distract him. They distract his mind. And we understand. And the Jnani is the one who has mastery over his absolute mastery over his mind, who is able to, who always is conscious of his priority being, who is very, very thoughtful and conscious of his priority being Bhagavan. Having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, Bhagavan as the truth, Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, one who always sits, lives his life, okay, and having this taken away the attention from all everything else, one who is able to focus on one Swarupam, Bhagavan, and his knowledge is said to be firm, ascertained. Last half, we understood very, very clearly, we understood 61, 62 and 63. Clear. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha Kamat Krodho Bhijayate Krodhat भवति सम्मोहः सम्मोहात् स्मृति विभ्रमः स्मृति भ्रंशात् बुद्धिनाशः बुद्धिनाशात् प्रणश्यति. We have seen this bhashyam for this part. Purushartha ayogyaha means one becomes completely unqualified for accomplishing the ultimate goal, moksha. One becomes unqualified for attainment of jnanam because one even loses one's knowledge of self-existence. If you do not know, in insanity, when a person becomes insane, one does not know one's own existence. And where's the question of knowing what you are? Isn't it? This is the worst thing that can happen for a human being. There's no worse thing than losing one's self-consciousness. In an insane person, what happens for insane person is the one who does not know what he is doing. He does not know what he is talking, what he is doing, he does not know. He does not even know where he is. He does not even know he is. But he is. The person losing one's knowledge of self-existence, that I am, thereby losing one's understanding of what one is doing, not being able to be conscious of what one's activities are, is the worst thing that can happen for a human being. That's called insane. Insanity, we can say, in fact, madness. Such a thing is possible if a person does not take care of one's mind. That is the worst thing. That's a pranashaha. Means what? He says, purushartha ayogyaha bhavati. Antakarnasya buddhehe nashat pranasha bhavati. We have seen this word. We have to go to 64th verse. Correct? Okay. Ragadvesha viyuktaistu vishayanindriyaischaran. Ragadvesha viyuktaistu vishayanindriyaischaran. Atmavashyairvidheyatma prasadamadhigachati. Ragadvesha viyuktaistu vishayanindriyaischaran. Atmavashyairvidheyatma prasadamadhigachati. So here, raga dvesha vyuktaihi indriyaihi vishayan charan. If you take the whole verse, we see the prasadam adhigachyati. It's the verb. What adhigachyati is a verb. Adhigachyati attains. Attains what? Prasadam. Prasadaha means actually clarity of understanding. Clarity of vision is prasadaha. No, clarity of vision, clarity of understanding is in fact prasadaha, which is also implying mental tranquility. A person attains peace as a result of clarity of vision. We can say attains clarity of vision. Prasadam adhigachyati. Kaha adhigachyati prasadam? Vidheyatma. Vidheyatma means the one who has mastery over his mind. One who has mastery over his mind means the one who has absolute mastery over his mind, one whose mind is in one's own adhinam, one's own spell. Sva adhinam. Sva adhine yasya manasas vidheyatma. The person of absolute mastery over one's mind, self mastery over one's mind, he attains the clarity of vision, the peace of mind in terms of clarity of vision. Videyatma eva prasadam adigacchati. Katham adigacchati, kaha adigacchati, kim adigacchati, now katham adigacchati. How does he attain peace of mind in terms of clarity of vision? Katham. Charan. Charan literally means moving. Moving here implies enjoying. As a person enjoying. Enjoying what? Vishayan. As a person enjoying the object. It's through what? Through the sense organs. Indriyaihi vishayan charan vidheyatma. This person, even though this person is perceiving the objects, enjoying the objects. Enjoying means what? He perceives the objects as objects. In spite of perceiving the objects, without being free, absolutely free from raga and dvesha, without being any reaction, response, without being afflicted by anything which is perceived, this person attains peace and with clarity of vision. Indriyaihi vishayan charan vidheyatma prasadam adhigacchati. How is it possible for him to enjoy the objects, perceive the objects, still he is able to be peaceful? Once you perceive the objects, means immediately we have raga dvesha, raga dvesha. This person, because he has absolute mastery over his mind, vidheyatma. Vidheyatma is the person of absolute mastery over his mind. Mulmayaha manadi kattupaduthivan, manadi panpaduthivan. The person who has mastery, which means who is the person of absolute mastery over his mind? The one who is free from, one who is free from attachment. The person of detachment, the person of total detachment is the person who has mastery over his mind, absolute mastery. Detachment means what? The person is no more dependent on anything external for his, anything in the world, anything which is the world for his happiness or security. Why? The person is very clear in his vision. Everything else in the world is non-separate from himself. Everything else is mithya. Nothing is real for him. So he doesn't exist. For him, really does not exist. It is as though. Just as you will not rely, an intelligent person will not rely on mirage water for his thirst. The same way this person is no more dependent on external world of objects for his happiness and security, because he knows the entire world of objects is mithya, inert, as though it is not really there. That is possible, it is possible for him to see everything as mithya, therefore he is not dependent on them for his happiness and security. So he has neither raga or dvesha towards anything, because he has clear vision of the atma, satya atma, therefore he is relying on only atma. For him, happiness and security being one's own swarupam, he is self-dependent. He is independent, he is free from dependence. The person, therefore, he is a person of total detachment, because he is a person of total dispassion. The person of dispassion is the one who is free from both raga dveshas towards anything in the world. As a person of dispassion, being free from raga dveshas, being free from attachment, and he has absolute mastery over his mind, because he is a person of self-dependence. He, for him, the only source of happiness, security is Atma. Such a person alone, in spite of perceiving the object through sense organs, இந்திரியைஹி விஷயான சரண்னபி ஹவ் ஆத்மவசியைஹி. ஸோ சச் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் மாஸ்டர் ஓவர் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் டிட்டாச்மெண்ட் அண்ட் டிஸ்பேஷன், ஹி ஹாஸ் மாஸ்டர் ஓவர் ஹிஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஆத்மவசியைஹி இந்திரியைஹி he perceives the objects through sense organs again which have, over which has absolute mastery. Therefore what he, being free from ragadvesha vyuktaihi indriyaihi, sense organs do not have any ragadvesha, but sense organs can contribute for the perception, but the perception of objects through sense organs can contribute for raga dvesha if a person does not have the vision of the atma. But now this jnani, as a jnani, as a person of vision and wisdom, having one who is self dependent, one who is independent of everything else for his happiness and security, that person perceives the world of objects through sense organs, now which he has mastery and which are free from raga dveshas also. If you perceive anything without any raga advesha, then you have what? What does it mean? You have prasada, you're peaceful, you're absolutely peaceful because you have clarity of vision. What is real, what is not real? Understand? This little beautiful meaning here. So, ராகத்வேஷம் யுக்தைஹி ஆத்மவசியைஹி இந்திரியைஹி விஷயான் சரதி விதேயாத்மா. This ஞானி has absolute mastery over his mind, who is person of detachment and dispassion, perceives the world of objects through sense organs, having mastery over them and without any raga or dvesha. Raga dveshas are not there. Why? Raga dveshas are not here in the mind, is it? Because this passion. Because for him, nothing can make him happy, nothing can make him unhappy. Isn't it? Because he's a person of detachment. And such a person has what? So, raga dvesham yuktaihi atma vashyaihi indriyaihi vishayan charan vidheyatma prasadam adhigacchati. Otherwise, what happens? ராகத்வேஷ யுக்தைஹி இந்திரியைஹி விஷயான் சரண், ஆல் தம் ஹேவிங் ராகத்வேஷாஸ் அண்ட் பீங் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட். ராகத்வேஷா இன் கஷாயா ஃபார்ம், ராகத்வேஷா இன் சப்கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட் ஆர் கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட், வி வில் டிஸ்ட்ராக்ட் யூ ஆர் மேக் யூ ஸ்டாக்னட், வி வில் ஸ்டாக்னட் மேக் யூ ஸ்டாக்னட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட், தென் யூ வில் லூஸ் இஸ்ன்ட் இட். தோ இட்ஸ் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் வர்ஸ். இட்ஸ் ஆல் ஞானி. Don't forget, we're talking about the jnani now. Jisita prajna. Very nice. Raga dvesha vyuktaihi. He explains, Shankaracharya explains, ragascha dveshascha raga dveshau tat purasarahi indriyanam pravrutti swabhavihi swabhaviki. He says, tat purasaraha புரஸ்தராகி பிரவருத்திஹி இந்திரியானாம் பிரவருத்திஹி. ஆல்வேஸ் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் இஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் தி ராகத்வேஷஸ். தத் புரஸ்தராய பிரவருத்திஹி ராக இந்திரியானாம் ஸ்வாபாவிகி. நேச்சுரலி இட்ஸ் அ வெரி நேச்சுரல் ஆஃப் தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் be based on what? This agadvesha. Any time in sense organs perceive objects, definitely there will be some response on the part of a person. There will be some reaction. As I like it, I don't like it. Sometimes very light ragadvesha, sometimes strong ragadveshas. Sometimes, you know, very strong ragadveshas. Degree of ragadvesha can differ, but definitely there will be ragadveshas on the part of a person when the person perceives objects. That's why he says, தத் புரஸ்ஸராகி இந்திரியாணாம் பிரவருத்தி சுவாபாவிக்கி பிரவருத்தி சுவாபாவிக்கி பிரவருத்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட் நேச்சுரல் நேச்சுரலி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஈஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் தி ராகத்வேஷஸ் ஒன்லி. தெர்ஃபோர் தத்ர யஹ முமுக்ஷுஹு பவதி தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் முமுக்ஷுஹு தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் டெஸ்பரேட்லி ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஃபார் மோக்ஷ மோக்தும் யஹ இச்சதி மோக்தும் இச்சா யஸ்ய சஹ முமுக்ஷுஹு முமுக்ஷா யஸ்ய சஹ முமுக்ஷுஹு. சோ யஹ முமுக்ஷுஹு பவதி சஹ that person who is very focused, who has gone through shravanam, has gone through mananam, who has understanding, therefore that a person of clear understanding, very conscious, what does he do? Tabhyam yuktaihi shrotradibhi indriyaihi vishayan avarjaniyan charan. Therefore, when he perceives the objects through sense organs, such as ear, etc., shrotradibhi indriyaihi vishayan avarjaniyan charan. See, you cannot avoid the perception of sense organs. Oh, if you perceive the sense objects, ragadveshas come. Ragadveshas are there, mind gets distracted, disturbed. Then I'm not able to contemplate, I'm not able to understand, I'm not able to assimilate. Let me keep my eyes closed and sit here. No. Simply keeping your sense organs closed and sitting in a place, not seeing, perceiving the object is not practical. That's why avarjaniyaha. You have to live in the world. The sense organs are meant for, perceiving the objects. You have to live in the world. So in spite of making use of the sense organs and perceiving the objects which are unavoidable, still this person, how does he perceive? Atmavashyehi. So ragadvesha vyuktaihi atmavashyehi indriyaihi charan shrotradibhi vishayan avarjaniyan charan. So perceiving the unavoidable, non-escapable objects through sense organs, okay, free from ragadveshas, being free from ragadveshas and having mastery over the sense organs, when a person perceives them, upalabhamanaha atmavashyehi ஆத்மனஹ வஷ்யானி வஷீபூதானி தைஹி. So having complete mastery over those sense organs, having mastery over the sense organs means what? Having mastery over one's mind is having mastery over one's sense organs also. Having mastery over one's mind and sense organs means being dispassionate and being detached. Being dispassionate, being detached is having mastery over one's mind and sense organs. Being dispassionate means what? Being free from ragadveshas towards the objects. I have no attachment, I have no passion towards any object, because for me there's no real object here. There's no real object, nothing is real here. Whatever is there, perceived as objects, they mithya. Anything perceived is mithya. Anything experienced is mithya. Any object is mithya. Known is mithya. Everything is mithya here. It is not really there. It's as though. Because it has no independent existence. It is mithya. It's as though. It is not really there. So why should a person expect, depend upon a really non-existent thing for one's happiness? Therefore, this mithya thing is not a source of happiness. It's not worth relying on the mithya things for one's happiness. the person who knows satya mithya viveka he has, therefore he is dependent on satya atma for happiness security, is no more dependent on mithya anatma for his happiness. Therefore he has no passion towards anything. And mithya, I think mithya anatma prapancha, the world of objects, all these so-called objects perceived through sense organs, even though they're perceptible, they're perceived, still they're all as though not real mithya. Therefore they cannot be source of, they cannot be responsible for unhappiness also. Poor as though non-real objects, how can they be source of sorrow? They're not really, they're not responsible for sorrow also. They can't cause any sorrow. You know, they can cause sorrow only if they're mistaken to be real and dependent, be dependent, depend upon, then it can cause sorrow. Otherwise, really speaking, a non-real, a non-existent snake cannot cause any fear. Real fear. Similarly, as though mithya things cannot be source of unhappiness also, sorrow also. Therefore, there's no need for one to have any aversion towards anything in the world. This is how a person who has Shravana Jnanam, Manana Jnanam, and he's a Viveki who knows this world of objects perceptible through five sense organs, okay, such as ear, etc. All these are mithya, anatma, they're as good as non-existent, they're not real. Therefore, what is not real cannot be a source of real happiness, cannot be responsible for real source of unhappiness also. If this fact is understood, there's no need for, one cannot have raga dvesha towards anything. So being free from raga dvesha is being dispassionate. And when the person is dispassionate, means he is no more dependent also. Being dispassionate is being detached. Being detached means not being dependent on this as though mithya, non-real objects of perception for one's happiness and security anymore. Therefore, it's a total vairagyam, purna vairagyam. This person has purna vairagyam. No more dependence. Therefore, he is a person of detachment, person of dispassion. As a person of dispassion, detachment, when a person perceives the objects, naturally, he, as a person of detachment, dispassion alone, is the person of absolute mastery over his mind and sense organs. Such a person, when he perceives them, raga dvesha vyuktaihi, ragadvesha vyuktaihi atmavashyaihi indriyaihi vishayan charan purushaha, such a person, no disturbance in the mind, he has only peace, prasadam adhigachati, he attains the absolute peace as a result of clarity of vision. I see very clearly the meaning of the verse. I wish you all can see as well. Okay. Beautiful. Ragat. Okay. Wait a second. He says, Tatra Yaha Umukshu Bhavati Saha. It's all for us. Okay. Tabhyam Vyuktaihi Shrotradibihi Indriyaihi Vishayan Avarjaniyan Charan Upalabhamanaha, enjoying them, Atmavashyaihi Atmanaha Vashyani Vashibhutani Taihi. One who Vashibhutani means what? The sense organs are withdrawn, actually, literally, Atmavashyaihi. ஆத்மவசேகி மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் ஹேண்ட்லிங் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் இன் கீப்பிங் வித் ஹிஸ் இன் கீப்பிங் வித் ஹிஸ் in keeping with his wish. Is antakkarana vishyani. See here, atma vishya, atma means one's own wish and will. Vishya means which are kept under the control of one's oneself, means one who is capable of making the sense organs function in keeping with one's wish and will. There atmavashyani vashibhutani taihi atmavashyehi vidheyatma icchataha vidheya atma antakkanam yasya. Very beautiful. Vidheyatma means what? He says, first atmavashyehi means atmanaha vashyani vashibhutani இந்திரியாணி ஆத்மவசியானி இந்திரியாணி தைஹி ஆத்மவசியேஹி. தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் கேன் சிம்பிளி பர்சீவ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பட் தே ஆர் அண்டர் தி தே ஃபங்க்ஷன் அண்டர் கீப்பிங் வித் ஒன்ஸ் விஷ் டிசையர். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? தேர் இஸ் நோ டிசையர், தேர் இஸ் நோ பேஷன், தேர் இஸ் நோ அட்டாச்மெண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் சிம்பிளி ஒன்லி பர்சீவ், தே கேனாட் டூ எனிதிங் எல்ஸ். So that's why I told you, the sense one, the person of absolute mastery over one sense organs is said to be the person, said to have atmavashyani indriyani. And vidheyatma means icchataha vidheyaha atma. Here the word atma means antahkaranam. That's why I said person of absolute mastery over one's mind. Atma means antahkaranam. Videyaha atma yasya saha videyatma. Videyam antahkaranam yasya saha videyantahkaranaha. Videyaha atma yasya saha videyatma. So videyatma is equal to videyantahkaranaha. Okay. இச்சாதா விதேயா ஆத்மா, இச்சாதா விதேய ஆத்மா. So one who has mastery over one's mind in keeping with one's desire, I mean one has mastery, and thereby one has mastery over his sense organs also. Without having mastery over one's mind, it is not possible for one to have mastery over one's sense organs. And having mastery over one's mind means being dispassionate and being detached. That's what I told you, explained to you already. The person in whose mind has detachment, has dispassion, and that person is the Vidheyatma. Is a person who has mastery over his mind. And such a person is also the one who has mastery over his sense organs. Saha ayam prasadam adhigacchati. He alone attains peace. He attains mental tranquility. He attains tranquility. He attains serenity. He attains peace as a result of clarity of vision. So prasadaha is equal to prasadam adhigacchati. Prasadaha, prasannata. Understand now? That is why anything comes from temple, we say prasada, prasada. Prasadaha does not mean something eatable, okay? We think prasadaha, okay, we take everything which comes from sanctum, sanctum as prasadaha. Ultimately, it's supposed to contribute for mental tranquility. When anything which comes in life, you take it as Bhagavan gift, it is a prasada. What does it mean? It will contribute for mental tranquility, mental serenity, isn't it? So mental serenity, tranquility is dependent on your clarity of vision. The clarity of vision should be in the form of your detachment and dispassion. Detachment and dispassion is there means your mind, you have absolute mastery of your mind and sense organs. Got it? This is the teaching. Prasannata, beautiful. Prasannata means what? What is serenity? What is tranquility? Prasannata. Prasadaha, feminine, masculine noun. Prasannata, feminine noun. Prasadam adhigacchati, prasannatam adhigacchati. What is that? serenity, mental serenity, serenity. What is absolute peace? Absolute serenity, tranquility. He says, swasthyam. Absolute health. What is absolute health? Swasthyam means swastha. Absolute health means being healthy. Being healthy means what? Swastha. One who abides as oneself. Swasmin tishtati yaha saha swastha. Identity is with body, mansions, complex or parastaha. If isolation is placed in consciousness, atma, then you are swastaha. It's called swagruhe nivasa, isn't it? It's called one's own abode. Just being yourself is being at home. Being yourself is being at home. In right vision, you are at home. You are yourself, which is swasthyam. That is what being healthy. Being oneself is being healthy. That's what swasthyam. What is health? According to Shastram, if you are yourself, then you are person of health. If you are not yourself, means your identity is with anatma, body, mansions, complex, so okay, for functions. But you mistake the kind to be real, and then if everything becomes real, then you are parastaha, not swastaha, then you are sick. Aswastaha, okay? Not parastaha, aswastaha. Swasmin yaha natishtati saha aswastaha. Aswastaha is sick, health, sick person. You're mentally sick. In Puja Swami's language, you are normally abnormal. Your swastaha means you are normally normal. Aswastaha means normally abnormal. But pranashaha means what? Abnormally abnormal. So, swasthyam prasadaha prasannata, he just very, very quickly he says and goes, so much you have to say here. Swasthyam means that is what is absolute health, just being yourself. You're physically healthy means relatively healthy. Physically sick means you're relatively sick. Okay? But only when the mind, jnanam, you are absolutely healthy. Otherwise, relatively healthy. Still, mind is sick. Swasthyam. Prasannata. If you're yourself, there is peace. You are peace yourself. The mind is peaceful. Okay. Prasade sati. Kim syat iti uchyate. If a person has this prasada, then what happens? That is being said here. I want to remind you, in Tamil we have a beautiful word, you know. Summa iru sollara. சும்மா இரு சொல்லற மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சும்மா இருத்தல் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் பீங் யுவர் செல்ஃப். சும்மா இருத்தல் நாட் பிசிக்கலி ரிமைனிங் இன் ஆக்டிவ். ஜஸ்ட் பீங் யுவர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் சும்மா இருத்தல். ஓகே ஓகே. சோ நெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் பிரசாத் எக்கிம் சியாத் இஃப் அ பர்சன் அட்டைன்ஸ் திஸ் ட்ராங்குவலிட்டி வாட் இஸ் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் தென் இது உச்சியத்தே. இந்த அப்சல்யூட் ட்ராங்குவலிட்டி செரினிட்டி in just remaining oneself, enjoying this health, absolute health of being oneself, remaining as oneself, what happens? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. பிரசன்ன சேதசோ ஹ்யாஷு புத்தி பரியவதிஷ்டதே. பிரசாதே சர்வ துக்கானாம் ஹானிரஸ்யோபஜாயதே. பிரசன்ன சேதசோ ஹ்யாஷு புத்தி பரியவதிஷ்டதே. ஓகே. He says, Prasade, when a person enjoys that undisturbable tranquility, mental serenity, as a result of clarity of vision, then in such quiet mind, Sarva Dukkhanam Hanihi Upajayate, there happens, Upajayate means there happens, Hanihi. Hanihi means Nashaha. There happens the Hani, the destruction of all pleasures and pains. There happens the destruction of all pleasures and pains. What does it mean? All pleasures become resolved because fullness of happiness. The person who enjoys fullness of happiness, all pleasures are non-separate from him. There's no pain then. That's why sukha-dukkhanam hanihi asya bhavati. In such an absolute peace, there is no experience of paths of opposites anymore. What does it mean? There's destruction of all pairs of opposites. Prasanna chetas, that person becomes free from pairs of opposites. See, being free from pairs of opposites is what? Being free from pleasures and pains. Being free has no failure, no success, no loss, no gain, no pressure, no pain, no he. Everything is for him only Brahma, Atma. The person is free from the paths of opposites. So he does not superimpose the pain as his pain, does not superimpose pressure as his pleasure, success or failure. These things can happen. All paths of opposites will be there, but he is not afflicted by paths of opposites. Becomes free from paths of opposites. What is meant said here as all in such tranquility, all there's destruction of all pleasures and pains happens. Prasanna chetasaha, for such a person of tranquil, for such a tranquil minded person, prasanna chetas means tranquil minded, serene minded. Prasanna chetasaha, for a person of tranquil mind, a tranquil minded person of tranquility, for a tranquil mind, serene minded person, for him, buddhihi ashu pariyavatishtate. For him, knowledge knowledge becomes ascertained firm very soon. Knowledge is already there, he has been contemplated, that knowledge again becomes what? Ascertained, unforgettable, ever remembered. Knowledge becomes firm for him. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Let's see the Bhashyam. Prasade. Prasade. Sarva dukkhanam hanihi upajayate. Prasade. Sarva dukkhanam adhyatmikadinam hanihi vinashaha. Adhyatmikadinam means what? Adhyatmika tapaha is no more there. Adi daivika tapaha is no more there. Adi bhautika tapaha is also no more there for a jnani. There is no such a thing called tapaha, pain at all for a jnani. Pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. One's own body, mind, and complex cannot be a source of obstacle, cannot cause any pain for him. Nor people around him or things that are other than him cannot be source of obstacle and cause any pain. Nor can natural calamities can cause any obstacles and cause pain. This jnani is free from tapatraya, tapatraya shantihi. He has observed peace, that he is free from the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. He is free from adhyatmika tapaha, adi daivika tapaha, adi bhautika tapaha. He has tapatre shanti. Sarvadukkhanam means adhyatmikadinam hanihi vinashaha asya yatehe upajayate. For this renunciate, for this person of adequate, appropriate effort, who is now renounced, he is renunciate. Why is renunciate now? Who is free from doership and enjoyership because of the clear vision. For him, there happens the destruction of all pairs of opposites. Means what? All forms of the pain caused by all obstacles. No more pain, no more suffering. Kincha. Okay, moreover. Prasanna chetasaha. For this person who is serene minded. Prasanna chetasaha. For this person who is serene minded. Swastha antahkaranasya. Very nice. Swastha antahkarana. Beautiful. Shankaracharya's word, I like it very much. You know. He says, Prasanna chetas. The person of tranquil mind, the person of tranquility or serenity is the one who is said to be swastha antahkaranaha. Swastha antahkaranaha means antahkaranam swasmin tishtati yasya. Yasya antahkaranam swasmin tishtati saha swastha antahkaranaha. The person whose mind abides in oneself, abides in its own truth. The person whose mind abides in its own swarupam, thereby the person in whom the mind resolves, the mind becomes resolved as oneself. He is swastha antahkaranaha. Means the mind is now the mind totally abides in its own swarupa, the Atma. That person to be swastha antahkaranaha. In Tamil we can say tannil nilaikka petra manam. ಸ್ವಸ್ಥ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಸ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಚೇತಸ ಹಿ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಆಶು ವೆರಿ ಸೂನ್. ಆಶು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಶೀಘ್ರಂ. ಆಶು ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಶೀಘ್ರಂ. ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರ್ಯವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ಆಶು ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪರ್ಯವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ವೆರಿ ಸೂನ್ ಪರಿ ಅವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ಟು ಪ್ರಿಫಿಕ್ಸಸ್ ಪರಿ ಅವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ಫಾರ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫರ್ಮ್. ಪರ್ಯವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಮೂವ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೂವ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಚ್, ಸೊ ಫರ್ಮ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಇಸ್ ವಿಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫರ್ಮ್, ಅಸರ್ಟೈನ್ಡ್, ಅನ್ಫರ್ಗೆಟಬಲ್, ಎವರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್. ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಆಕಾಶಂ ಇವ ಪರಿಸಮಂತಾತ್ ಅವತಿಷ್ಠತೆ. ಆಕಾಶ ಪರಿಸಮಂತಾತ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸ್ ದ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ cannot move an inch, similarly his knowledge also becomes firm and unmoving like the space. His knowledge becomes firm and unmoving like the all pervasive space. Akasham iva paryavatishtate means parisamantat avatishtate. Atma swarupena eva nischali bhavati. ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪೇಣ ಏವ ನಿಶ್ಚಲೀಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಶಬ್ದ, ನಿಶ್ಚಲೀ. ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ನಿಶ್ಚಲಂ ಭವತಿ, ಬುದ್ಧಿ ನಿಶ್ಚಲೀಭವತಿ. ನಿಶ್ಚಲ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶಬ್ದ, ನಿಶ್ಚಲ, ನಿಶ್ಚಲಂ, ನಿಶ್ಚಲೀ. ತ್ರೀ ಜೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್. ನಿಶ್ಚಲೀ ಬುದ್ಧಿ means nischalam jnanam, firm, strong, unshakable knowledge happens like the space which is all pervasive, doesn't move, unmoving like the all pervasive space. Parisamantat avat paryavatishtate avatishtate akashamipa atma swarupena eva nischali bhavati tyartha. This knowledge, why it doesn't move? Because doesn't become shaken. Atma swarupena, the knowledge of one's own self, one's own nature, being Atma. And this knowledge is unshakable, which means now, no external things can cause any problems. The jnanam is there. Therefore, the nischali buddhi means what? That knowledge does not become shaken by any situations. Then after attainment of jnanam, there will be problems will be there in the world. Body will have its problems. Mind will have its problems. External world, there will be problems. Because your interaction will be there. And those things will not afflict this jnani. The mind becomes absolutely free from all sorts of problems, concerns and worries. Which means the knowledge takes place. And what happened? Knowledge is intellect here. So the intellect, the knowledge abides totally in the form of Atma. Knowledge abides totally in the form of Atma. This knowledge abiding in the form of Atma, knowledge of the self abiding in the form of Atma is what? Intellect abiding in him of the Atma. So abidance in one's own self means having akhandakara vrittihi. Abidance in one's own self is in the form of akhandakara vrittihi. Akhandakara vrittihi, atmakara vrittihi, brahmakara vrittihi means the intellect abides in the atma in the form of thoughts pertaining to the atma. So, self-abidance is nothing but abidance of the intellect, abidance of intellect is abidance in atmakara vritti, brahmakara vritti, akhandakara vritti. Abidance in akhandakara vritti is in the form of thoughts pertaining to the atma. Which means the intellect itself abides in the form of the vritti jnanam of aham brahma asmi. Aham brahma asmi, that knowledge will be there. The knowledge is what? Vritti jnanam. And that intellect is in the form of the vritti jnanam only, that aham brahma asmi. Okay, this is called pariyavasthanam. Pariyavasthanam means abidance. Buddhihi pariyavatishtate means abidance of the intellect in the form of knowledge of the self. Aham brahmasmi, aham atma asmi. Okay. So that knowledge is what? No, nischali bhavati. It's a firm understanding. As atma does not move, the knowledge of the self, aham brahmasmi, also is firm knowledge, doubt-free knowledge. But because vritti jnanam, it will go. Okay. Evam prasanna chetasaha avasthita buddhehe. Evam, in this manner, for a person of mental tranquility who is of firm knowledge, who is a person of whose intellect abides in the self, avasita buddhehe krita krityata, for him there is accomplishment of the absolute. So krita krityata means accomplishment of the absolute end. Achievement of the ultimate goal is krita krityata, fulfillment of life. Krita krityata, krityam kritam yena sa krita krityaha purushaha. Krita krityata means what? Having accomplished the ultimate is krita krityata. This krita krityata, yasya saha krita krityaha, the one for whom there is accomplishment of the absolute, ஹீ இஸ் செட் டு பி கிருதகிருத்யஹ. கிருதகிருத்யதா யஸ்ய அஸ்தி கிருதகிருத்யஹ. So that person becomes the person of accomplishment of the absolute goal, ultimate end. The one whose knowledge of the self is firm, who heart abides, whose intellect abides in the form of Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam in the self. Yataha tasmat ராகத்வேஷயுக்தைஹி இந்திரியைஹி சாஸ்திர விருத்தேஷு அவர்ஜனீயேஷு யுக்தஹா சமாச்சரேத் இதி வாக்கியார்த்தஹ. வாட் இஸ் செட் ஹியர் இஸ் தி சௌ சமாச்சரேத் யுக்தஹா சமாச்சரேத். யுக்தஹ மீன்ஸ் அ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஆஸ்பைரண்ட் முமுக்ஷுஹு. A person of integration, samacharet means one must handle very carefully, one should operate carefully through his sense organs. When he happens to perceive sense objects which are unavoidable, at the same time which are not recommended by the shastra. Shastra viruddheshu avarjaniyeshu visheshu yuktah ragadvesha yuktaihi indrihi samacharet. So shastram finally it is said in this manner, the person who has clarity of vision, who has clear firm knowledge, for him alone there is accomplishment of the absolute possible happens. Therefore, what lesson here? Any spiritual aspirant must handle very carefully the sense organs. When he happens to perceive unavoidable objects by living in this world, and which are opposed to the teaching, which are not conducive for the sense objects, which are not conducive for the shastra's vision also. Shastra viruddheshu avarjaniyeshu yuktah samacharet iti vakyarthah. So what Shankara Bhagavad Pada wants to say here, a spiritual aspirant must consciously live in this world. How? Very carefully handling his sense organs. He should see the sense organs are free from ragad. Sense organs are not operated with ragadveshas in the mind. So, in every transaction a person has in this world, he must be very careful in managing one's ragadveshas and having mastery over his sense organs. So, ragadveshas alone can distract the mind from one's mind from shastra, subject matter of the shastram. Ragadveshas themselves are disturbances. Ragadveshas can cause more disturbance. So, in this verse, Bhagavan gives the reason for the teaching he gave in the previous verse. So, prasadam adigacchati, that is the result. A person has to accomplish prasadaha. And the previous verses, we say, no? Buddhirashat panashyati. If you do not take care, that will be the result. Therefore, This is the reason is given here. So the previous verse, which talks about the buddhinashaha, is like this sadhyam. Sadhyaha. The result. And the reason is what? Reason is given in this, hetu is given in this 65th verse. 65th verse, he gives the reason for the accomplishment of prasadam adigacchati. Prasada adigamanam. Prasada adigamanam, attainment of absolute peace and clarity of vision is possible only if a person takes care of one's mind and sense organs. So, the hetu is given in the 65th verse. The reason is given for the sadhyam, the achievement in the 64th verse, that is prasada adigamanam. If we do not take care of, buddhinasha will be the result. If we take care of the mind, then prasada adigamanam is the result. The two results, what the khetu is given here. Understand? Buddhinashaha is one result. If we do not take care of mind and sense organs, buddhinashaha will be the result. If we take care of the mind and sense organs, prasada adigamanam is the result. Got now? Two different sadhyams. And here one, definitely one must have mastery over one's mind and sense organs with the proper understanding of the teaching. See, we must perceive the objects, must enjoy the objects. We have to interact in the, see, our interaction in the world, interaction with the world, transactions in the world should be with our mastered mind and sense organs. And having mastery over mind and sense organs, one should interact with the world. For which, to have relative mastery, one must seek live a life of dharma. Absolute mastery, one have jnanam. One should have jnanam. Only then, Jagadeva Nandanavanam, the world will be a place of joy and happiness. Got it? Okay, I'm going to, not going to go next verse, I'm not going to go. Any questions here? Clear, isn't it? See, always, sometimes, hetu is given later on. Is it? You have to give the reason. The two different results, two different sadhyams. One is buddhinashaha, losing one's self-consciousness. And which means for such a person, goal can never be accomplished. Life will be ruined life. Otherwise, prasadam adigacchati. One attains absolute peace with the clarity of vision. These both are ends. If, what is the hetu? If we interact with the world, having mastery over our mind and sense organs, if we interact with the world, then we can handle our raga dveshas, means then there is sadhya, prasada adigamanam. If we interact with the world not having mastery over mind and sense organs, then buddhi nashaha. Got it? Buddhi buddhehe pariyavasanam. Pariyavasthanam. Pariyavasthanam. Abidance of one's intellect in the form of self-knowledge in Atma. That is the benefit. Prasada adigamanam is the benefit. அதர்வைஸ் புத்தி நாசகா. Got it now? I sometimes use the nouns also. Buddhehe pariyavasthanam pariyavasthitihi. Okay. I'm sure it's very clear for all of you. We will continue next class. It's tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.